Your daily fix of women's mixed martial arts from the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship. Be in the loop, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your fix in women's MMA. We've got you covered on Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Women's MMA Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am one of your hosts, Sarah, although I am not actually in this episode, except that I'm in this episode right now, if that makes any sense. I am introducing this episode to you. Today, Will and Tate sat down to talk about some MMA news for the MMA podcast, and as part of that chat, they talked about UFC 219, which is coming up on December 30th, and will feature a title fight between Chris Cyborg and Holly Holm. So they discuss the way they see that fight turning out, who they think is going to win, and if you remember from the last time we all sat down together, they had some pretty strong opinions on who they thought was going to win, and they were going to make a bet, but they couldn't decide what to wager. Well, they've decided what to wager, so you're going to want to stick around and find out who is taking whom and what they have decided they are going to wager on this bet. So why don't we go ahead and get started and let these boys battle it out over who they think is going to win in UFC 219.
All right, we're back. And before the break, we were talking about what's next for Conor McGregor and GSP and our thoughts on that. And then we were talking about, you know, upsets and championships, and I said when we come back we're going to talk about my upset and my championship, in which I still predict Holly Holm to beat the most unstoppable force in women's mixed martial arts history, Chris Cyborg, and my sidekick, best buddy, partner thinks I am off my rocker. How you doing, Will?
You crazy. Yeah, I'm taking this bet. I see where you're coming from. See where you're coming from.
I'm telling you, it is going to happen. Mark your calendar. UFC 219, Saturday, December 30th. The last UFC event of the year is going to end with a third round head kick where Chris Cyborg goes to sleep.
Oh, really?
You should see. I wish we had the cameras in here today, because if you saw the look that Will was giving me, he's checking my water over here. He's making sure I'm not taking something special. I'm telling you, I said this before, this is the one fighter that is tailor-made for Holly Holm. And I'm going to add to this, because I've been watching and hearing a lot about, I've been watching a lot of stuff that they've been doing with Chris Cyborg and Holly Holm as the lead-in. And one of the things that I found out is that Chris Cyborg is taking this fight very serious. She's bringing in former champions like Mia St. John and a lot of other boxers trying to prepare for a Holly Holm. And that's the best way to prepare to fight a Holly Holm. The big difference is it's really hard to go against your human nature. And that is Cyborg's job is, you know, her mission is to seek and destroy. That means come at you and wipe you out. And Holly's game plan is to counter punch and use movement, which is tailor made to a counter puncher. Always looks better when there's a fighter that's a seek and destroy type fighter. Talk to me, my man.
Well, I agree with where you're coming from. I can see where Cyborg would be vulnerable to counter strikes and to anything that she may throw. But I also watched that Jermaine Duranemi fight. And
when, totally different fighter. Style well, makes fights.
Well, the thing is, when Jermaine was pressuring her and putting on like a little bit of that pressure and pushing it against her, and I saw some success with this with Miesha Tate as well during Miesha and Holly's fight. I saw timidity in Holly Holm. I saw points where she was vulnerable to getting hurt. And
only time I remember Jermaine Duranemi hurting Holly at any point in time
after the bell.
After the bell, and that's when Holly relaxed, dropped her hand down, and then boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, but I saw there were points in the fight where Jermaine tagged her. She actually hit her and got through her defenses, and she doesn't have the power that Cyborg has. I just truly believe that. None of the women that Holly's fought has the power that Cyborg possesses. And they don't have that technique and the patient aggressiveness that that is a counterfighter's greatest weakness. I mean, the counterfighter is always looking for moments to attack and wait for attacks to open up. But Cyborg's going to be fainting. She's going to be pressuring her. She's going to make her fight off her back foot. And yes, she's successful. Holly is generally successful being a counterfighter and doing that. And that's been her game plan for a long time now. It's just that Cyborg is at another level in pain, in power and strength and just durability than Holly's seen before.
I say our bet should be you give me 2-1 odds since Cyborg is going to be the favorite. The winner, if I win, You get to tase me, but since it's 2-1 odds, if you lose, I get to tase you twice.
I'd have to find a taser, but I'll take that bet. I'll take a 2-1 bet.
Do that one because you can die from that one.
I don't want to have some heart defect that I find out that day.
This is the last episode of the GSMC podcast because. Will is dead from his second tasing.
He made it through the first one like a champ, but that second one just got him. He just stopped talking and it's just over.
It's just a wrap. What are we gonna wager on this one? We have to make a wager because I have to get odds because overwhelming favorite.
I'll give you 2-1. I'll give you 2-1.
All right, but what are we gonna bet here?
I don't know. I'm willing to bet a lot of things.
I got my Mach 1 Mustang.
I don't have that enough capital to do that.
All right, so you don't want the Mach 1. The Jag is in the shop or needs to be in the shop. That's a little too much anyway. What do you got, Will?
I don't know. I don't have a lot of capital. I'll be using that capital to travel the lands.
I get to go to... You get to...
We're not trading anything. No trips. No, none of my trips are going to be up for grabs.
I get to replace you on your trip to Asia. Well, I'll leave your girlfriend behind, too. I mean, no. She can stay behind. I get to take your trip to Asia and you pay for it. And... I still won't put up my Mustang. Never mind.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Now, do you? Couple questions with this one, with this fight, and we'll figure out the bet. We'll just keep thinking. But, and I'm not joking when I say this. I do think this is going to happen. I think Holly is going to win this fight by knockout. But if Holly, let's say what I say is true. And Holly knocks out Cyborg in the third round. What does that do to Holly's legacy?
To Holly's legacy?
To Holly's legacy.
Oh, it would catapult her.
First off,
she's the
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Without question, Hall of Famer. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
She beats Chrissy Martley, Ronda Rousey, and Chris Cyborg. Hell, the only thing you need is to just bring Gina Carano back and knock her out and then just cap it off.
Yeah, that would work. It's just that when I look at someone similar,
like who? Help me with that one. Who?
Not in women's MMA, but I'm looking.
Or like men's? Is there someone that like
I Fabricio thought... Verdum? He beat Fedor. He went to UFC and he beat Cain Velasquez.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also beaten a lot of top heavyweights that were considered the best of all the time.
And he was champ.
Yeah, but he still doesn't get credit as one of the greatest of all time.
But he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. I just don't think you're elevated to that.
But it's a little different between Fedor and, you know, beating Fedor and Cain Velasquez. It's like you knock out Royce Gracie at his peak. You know what I mean? And then you come back and you knock out Anderson Silva and Matt Hughes at their peak.
It was Fedor's peak, though.
He
didn't lose before that. He was the first person they beat him. And then Cain Velasquez.
I think that's the closest thing to anyone doing that. But you know what I mean? Fedor, I just look at it as like Ronda is the, it's kind of weird to say, the instead of godfather, the godmother of women's MMA.
She's, yes, she is.
She really is.
She was the equivalent of Royce Gracie and maybe another fight, maybe another champion during... Because she had multiple styles.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the way I, you know what I mean? You knocked, I mean, and even in boxing, Chrissy Marley is, you know, the coal miner daughter. She was a big name in women's boxing, a big name. And Holly got her. Ronda, you know, the godfather of women's mixed martial arts, or the godmother of mixed martial arts, got her. The most, you know, it's like now she's about to take on the Mike Tyson, George Foreman of, you know, of the in history of boxing. And she takes her out too. It's bigger than, I mean, I think Fabricio's a really good one. I thought about Rashard Evans knocking out
Chuck
Liddell. It's still not on that level. I don't think anyone in the history of sports has ever done what she could do this month.
No, I don't think that she's been able... There has been someone that's just beaten the best of the best world beaters in the fashion that you project.
Projecting, right.
As long as she beats Cyborg. But I don't think there's someone...
What if she beats her in... And forget about the knockout. What if she beats her in any kind of way...
Even then, it doesn't take away that she beat her, and it would be even more impressive to me if she beat her in those fashion too, like completely dominated her.
It's crazy, but she becomes a Hall of Famer instantly. She's know who she is.
Who?
She's Eli Manning at that point.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a perfect one right there.
Not really. Eli Manning is not one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he put together two major upsets where he won two Super Bowls, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer strictly off of winning two Super Bowls.
That was a perfect analogy. I mean, that was perfect because they were coming off 18-0, 17-0 or 18-0? 18-0.
They went 16-0 in the regular season. Yes, yeah. So 18-0.
Yeah, 18-0 into that game. You got the...
And cancel Christmas.
Yeah, that's a great cat. I was just thinking Holly of Manningham catching
him. Eli Manning of mixed martial arts.
Yeah, that would be what would happen in Tate's dreams.
Well, for the record, I just want you to know, I predicted that the Giants would beat New England in that Super Bowl. For the record, to let you know,
the second time around,
I actually picked them both times.
Oh, did you?
Yes, that's one of the things I did because. Now, in biasness, I don't like the Patriots, so for every Boston fans, I apologize. matter of fact, it's weird when you talk about football. I'm a huge Michigan Wolverines fan, always have been, but I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, but I'm not a Bill Belichick fan, and I've always said he was overrated. And now that I've looked at the full body of work, I changed my, even though I'm not a fan of either one of them, I now move Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, and I make Tom Brady one of my top three quarterbacks of all time. So even though I'm not a fan, I still put them very highly ranked.
Oh, who are the other two? You got Joe Montana, and then who else?
Joe Montana, my butt.
What? What? You got listen, a winner right there.
Listen, San Francisco boy. My number one quarterback of all time, Peyton Manning. Number two, Dan Marino. Number three, Tom Brady. That's my picks. I know, we're just getting way off the beaten
path. All right. Let's get back to MMA. We'll talk about football later. Maybe another podcast.
And anyone that don't like my comments, you can send me a tweet and give me your top three quarterbacks as well. So, just saying.
My goodness, do you see what happens when I leave these two alone in the studio? They're talking about football on the Women's MMA podcast. Come on, guys, focus. Try to stay on track. Fortunately, Will does get them back on track, but we're going to take a brief break first before Will gets them back on track. So stay tuned. You are listening to the GSMC Women's MMA podcast.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back with the GSMC Women's MMA podcast. Did you see what I did there? Did you like what I did there by slipping that football commercial in after that whole football conversation? Yeah, I just don't know. Anyway, we're going to get back to the conversation between Will and Tate about UFC 219.
But back to Holly and Chris. Make sure it's not being twisted around. I am a huge Chris Cyborg fan, and matter of fact, I love Chris Cyborg. I think she's been overlooked for years. I think she truly is the greatest women's mixed martial, correction, the greatest female combat fighter in the history of sports. When the reason why I say that, not just MMA, not just UFC, combat, anything. I mean even checkers when you throw it at your partner. Cyborg is the best. Anything violent and with women, I put Cyborg as number one. Just to let you know. Tiddlywinks with an elbow, Cyborg.
Hard to disagree with you considering the body of work.
Yes, I see. So you don't agree with me because I see the look you're saying.
No, it's hard to disagree with you. I just don't agree with some of the methods that she used to get to the level that she is.
Oh, this is right.
I'm not even a Cyborg fan.
But Will's not a
You
Cyborg
made me a
fan.
Cyborg fan because yes. I just see her destroying Holly.
I forgot about you're not a Cyborg. See, I'm a huge Cyborg fan.
Look what you've made me do.
So I've made Will jump in the corner of the fighter that he, the women's fighter that he likes the least. Right?
I'm actually rooting for Holly. I'm sorry. I can bet on someone and root against them at the same time.
And the thing about it is, I hate to pull a Sarah card, Sarah, which is the host of the Women's MMA show, but where Sarah doesn't even want to watch the fight, she wants them both to win. I am a huge fan of both of these fighters, and hate to see there be a loser. And I don't want to see Cyborg. I don't want to see Cyborg lose. But I just think it's just styles make fights and the movement, everything, it's there. I think if you're looking at this, another thing, another factor is I've yet to see Cyborg make it into the late rounds effectively.
I've seen her fight in Muay Thai fights, but that's a different game. But I also
and we
see,
also know what happened in Muay Thai as well, don't we?
Well, she won a lot of fights, and she was very competitive.
And what happened in Muay Thai?
She did very great. She and lost a fight against Jarena Bars, I believe.
I forget her name, but yes.
But she's won most of her
fights.
How
did she lose?
I don't believe she lost by TKO. I think she lost by a decision.
No, it was a stoppage.
Really?
I'm almost positive it was a stoppage.
One of her fights, Jarena Bars, was pretty competitive. I think they went to a decision.
Keep going on that one as I look that up.
Well, anyways, I don't see this fight hitting the ground unless Cyborg wants to take it to the ground. So I honestly do believe that she's a better fighter standing up than Holly is. I think Holly may have the endurance factor, but I just don't see it getting to that stage in this fight. So I'm going to have to go with Cyborg, begrudgingly.
Let's see here. Did she have a notes contest?
No, those are all mixed martial arts rankings and records.
Yeah, that's just MMA. She had a loss very early, but that was way back in what organization was that in?
Which one?
Show Fight 2. I don't even remember.
She lost by submission. Leg lock. Those leg locks.
Back in the days. So, all right. So that concludes what we were talking about with this Chris Cyborg. We still have to figure out real quick what kind of wager.
Let's do some push-ups. Can you still do push-ups?
Oh, dude, you know I can. Okay. So if I lose, how many push-ups do you want me to do?
I want you to do 200 push-ups.
That means you have to do.
I'll do 400. I'll do 400 if I lose.
You got a deal. I like that.
I will both win, regardless.
Yeah, because I can do 100 push-ups. I can do.
Yeah, but 200. Ooh, that's gonna get you tired.
Oh, so yeah,
I'm gonna be dead at 400, but it's not gonna happen. So it's fine.
And how many hours do we get?
You get how many hours? How many hundreds? So you would have 2 hours because you have 200 push-ups, and I have 400 push-ups, so I get 4 hours.
No. I'm getting the 2-1. It's the opposite. I get 4 hours. You get 2 hours.
I'm doing 400.
But I still get 2-1 on time and...
So you would be able to do 200 in 1 hour?
Four. No, I have to do 4 hours and you have 2 hours to do double. That's the benefit that's I'm taking. One. I'm taking the underdog.
So what happens if I can't do the push-ups? That's a lot of push-ups.
I go to Japan and Thailand. No, you're not
gonna... I'm going to Korea. Korea's going to be cool. All right.
If you don't hit the time, then you have to do an additional 100.
All right, give me an hour and a half. I think that's more realistic. That's a lot of fatigue. How many push-ups are you talking about? Legit push-ups? Because yep. That's a really difficult thing to do.
Yeah. Because I know I can knock out the first 100, no problem. I don't see a problem with the first 100.
I could bust out 75 in a row. Perfect.
I can't do 75 in a row. I can do 50. I can do 50, break, another 50.
I'd probably do it at that point too.
And then I'm in a world of hurt after 100. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I will be hurting.
Yeah, 200. After 200,
but you got
I'll
400.
Be
400.
After 200, I'd be dead. I don't see my arms working. But
oh, I like it though. I love it.
Okay, let's
I
do
got 4 hours.
Let's do 150 and let's do 150 and 300.
Yeah, because you know I can do the push-ups.
I know you can do the push-ups, but it's still gonna get you working.
Yeah. Oh no! After the 100,
I can do my.
I'm in a world of hurt after 100.
I'm in a world of hurt after 150, 200.
Yeah,
after 200,
I'm not gonna lie to you. After 100 push-ups, it is a wrap for me. I am gonna be in a world of trouble.
So how much? So the time is the main factor here. I feel like we're going through a negotiation where we're doing the Diaz and Conor McGregor negotiation.
You agree to 2-1.
2-1. All right.
So do you want to go to make it a 100 and
No, you're going to do 100 easy. That's just too easy. Yeah, I need to feel the pain that, that Holly Holm feels when she gets in the ring with Cyborg.
Oh, yes.
So I'll take, I'll say 150 for you and then 300 for me. And I'll give myself.
Yeah, because that last 50, I can knock, I'll do a 50 break, 50 again. And then, but after that, holy crap. But I got 4 hours.
Yeah, you could get two, you could get 2 hours. I'll give me 1 hour.
Okay. Ooh, bro, you're going to be, you're going to die. Okay, write it down.
No, no, how about this? How about this?
Oh, look at this, because I'm in.
An hour and a half.
Okay.
For me, and then 3 hours for you. Because that would make
fair.
It equivalent to.
That's fair.
Oh, man, you're going to be so tired after that 100.
Yeah, I can, the 100, I'm hurt. After 100, I'm hurt.
Yeah, you're going to be so tired.
But I can do 100. I can do
200.
Yeah, I can do, so I get 3 hours to do 100 push-ups, 150
push-ups.
All right. There's a piece of paper right there. Write that down.
All right. We're writing the contract, sending it in place. All right. I'm getting this paper.
So, on air, we have just made a deal. Let me see. I don't even know
what that is. This is a birthday hat.
No, go ahead and write it on that.
All right. So,
we've just made a deal. I am taking Holly Holm to win at 2-1 odds. And Will is taking Chris Cyborg. If I win, Will has to do 300 push-ups in an hour and a half. And I have, if I lose, I have to do 150 in 3 hours. That is no problem. Not on my side, it's not.
I'll be fine. I'm young.
Yes.
But I'm just so confident in it not being an issue, because you'll be doing the 150 and I'll just
now,
be laughing.
And I just want you to remember that when at our old office on our break, you've seen me do 50 push-ups just on my break.
I haven't.
Oh, no, you haven't?
No, that was Dominic.
That was Dominic. Okay, yes. Doing 50, a batch of 50 wouldn't be a problem.
No, you're gonna be doing a lot of push-ups. You're gonna be 3 times that many push-ups.
Yes. Now, so this, Holly, I am pulling for you. Cyborg, I love you, and I would like to pay you right now to fix this fight. I love this bet that it's. Now, see, it may be because, you know, I've had some health issues. It's going to be a little tougher than normal this time.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking forward to that. You're so confident in Holly being the Eli Manning of MMA.
What do you think about me saying taking that bet?
I think you're going to be doing 150 push-ups. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Are you remotely a little concerned about 300?
I'm not concerned. Regardless, I win.
Okay.
You remember how in the last episode I said I was going to go make myself a big bag of popcorn and just sit back and watch these two battle it out? You can bet that I'm going to make a giant batch of popcorn, grab me some chocolate, and sit down and watch whoever it is who loses this bet do these push-ups, because what are they thinking? Come on, guys. I'm not saying that you can't do push-ups. I've seen you both do push-ups. I know you can do them, but 150, 300 push-ups? I guess you're making it interesting, but dang, it's just a fight. This is why they always tell me that not everyone gets fruit cups, right? Yeah, okay, it's probably a good thing I wasn't in this conversation, because they would have just rolled their eyes at me while I was rolling my eyes at them, and it would have been a whole big eye-rolling fest. At any rate, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Women's MMA Podcast. We will be back next time with more news, results, and stories from Women's MMA, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on Twitter. We would love to hear from you. go tell Tate who your favorite football players are on our Twitter feed. Yeah, I said Twitter, but I meant social media in general, one of which is Twitter and Facebook. So come comment, say who you think is going to win this bet, and we're going to keep you updated on how that bet turns out and how those push-ups turn out. Hopefully I can get video. We'll see how it goes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please join us again next time. In the meantime, just go out there and have yourself a great week. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.